God bless you, Heart Dwellers. Today is November the 9th, 2015, and boy, did I have a heck of a time getting into the message tonight. Wow. A little bit of a firestorm over here, Ezekiel and I. It seemed like it was raining demons, but we got through it, and the Lord had a very relevant message and a follow-up to the messages that he's given us over the last 2 days. So as I came into prayer after worship, the Lord said, "Trials and sufferings are your lot on earth, but after these tests, the sweet, sweet fruit comes forth. Don't allow these things to dismay you, my love. They are all part of life. It comes with ups and downs, and the downs are the best part of all. That is, from my perspective, because I know what follows on the heels of them. Blessing after blessing after blessing." And I thought, oh boy, you definitely have a different perspective, Lord. He continued, "Too many of my children become discouraged with trials. Rather, I would have you see them as an opportunity to grow in grace and wisdom. Just as a child has very little understanding until he is fully matured as an adult, it is the trials he endured that made him a man. If only you could recognize that. Okay, here comes a trial. There's going to be fruit from this. Then buckle down and work your way through, around and over the obstacles with my help, and soon you'll be on the other side, weighing in the fruit." And at that moment, I was reminded of the first chapter of James. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." That's James 1. Lord, they just aren't any fun. It seemed like it was raining demons over here for a while. Yes, they come at you from many different directions, but you stood the test and persevered, and now we're together with no one to molest us. I'm sorry, Lord, my attitude is not the best right now. It will get better. Enter into my rest. Cease your striving. I am right here before you. You don't have to strain to see and hear me. Rather, you need to let go and enter into that sweet place of rest. Have you noticed yet? When you are worshiping, it's the times when you lose yourself in worship that you begin to see me. All of a sudden, I'm there, smiling at you, so happy to see you entering into my presence with thanksgiving and praise in your heart. All seems full of light, and then suddenly you see my face and I'm smiling. Always smiling at you as you recognize me. It's when you lose yourself in praise and worship that your eyes are opened by grace. So many strain to see me. If only they would just worship or respond to that sweet tap on their shoulder and allow me to bring them to the banqueting table of my heart. Oh, it would be so much easier. In this world you strive to do everything. In heaven you let go and enter in. The dynamics are so different. Learning to let go is part of trust, and trust grows with maturity as you see how I always provide for you. And it is in the reading of my word that faith is nurtured and the foundation is laid to believe that I am good. All that I have for you is good, and that I will never forsake you or leave you on your own. How foolish it is for those in the world who choose to do it their way, on their own, without my help. Little do they realize that there's nothing good in their being that I did not plant there, and that even when they think it is their ability that accomplishes things, still it is my grace that gave them access to that ability. Many are the little ones who do not have access to the greatness of their souls yet. I have kept them little that they might grow in virtue, which is the framework and structure for all the other gifts. Without virtue, the gifts are easily lost. Without humility, the very roof and foundation, the elements, trials, and difficulties of this world steal away the good that was there. Lord, I remember I knew I had a gift to give, but you kept all the doors closed to me until you were ready. I wondered all those years, am I to perish with these gifts and all you've done for me? If it be your wish, Lord, let it be so. Still, there was a light inside that gave off hope that someday I'd be able to help others because of my failures. And I was right. You did encourage me and tell me that it would be someday, but it seemed like forever. He continued, yes, if only souls would trust me to bring them out of their obscurity at the right time, so much would stand rather than rise up only to crumble because there was a crack in the foundation, a leak in the roof, braces missing from the beams. These things take time. And as all of you are looking towards the dreams I've planted in your hearts, I want you to grasp this. These things take time. Do not be in a hurry. You will only spoil the work. The enemy insinuates that you must rush, 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 because there's so little time. But in reality, this life and the next will be seamlessly joined, and your journey will never end. Just because you are translated into heaven does not mean your talent or your work will lie stagnant. No, quite the opposite. It will be supernaturally vitalized and reach even more souls. But you must be patient to see that. This misconception and lack of understanding of the seamlessness of passing from earth to heaven is a major lie the enemy uses to get you to act prematurely or to get you to push and strive. Gotta get it done. No more time. Gotta hurry. Push, push, push. It simply is not true. Once you begin the commitment to serve me, once you give yourself to me, what I begin, I finish, and it is not constrained by time. No, rather it's enhanced by time. So put away your striving and worrying and just follow me day by day, step by step, never considering the future beyond what I give you to do. And you'll be safe from this deadly dynamic of giving birth to a premature baby that cannot possibly survive in this hostile climate. Cleave to your littleness and the slow rate with which things are done. Revel in the little things that progress securely, without shortcuts and rushing. It is good to keep in mind the children's story of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise plodded along slowly with his eye on the finish line, knowing that he couldn't race ahead to the finish line. He just plodded hour after hour. The hare, thinking that he could run quickly and easily to the finish line, started running circles around him. But then he lost track of the finish line, and the plodding tortoise won the race. Lord, I've always been a march hare, running and running and pushing, but then you taught me to be slow and plodding, and I would reach my destination sooner. How true these words of wisdom have been. As music has been written and arranged and recorded, it's all come true because of slowness with which it was done. Even with my voice, it was a plodding miracle. He continued, and the beauty of what I accomplish in a soul who chooses a tortoise is humility. Things come with effort and substantial perseverance. And this keeps you dependent upon me without looking to yourself as the source. Oh, my dear ones, how positively important it is for you not to assign greatness to yourselves. I alone am great, and what I accomplish in you is great. And as long as you don't lose sight of that, Satan cannot steal the wonderful things that we have accomplished together. It is only when you take the reins and run ahead of me that you are bound for disaster and failure. So I have shared this lesson with you because I need you to see in reality what you begin on earth will not end the day of the rapture. Rather, it will continue on with the boost of supernatural giftings in heaven. Those notes you couldn't carry, that math equation you just couldn't master, the shading that just never looked right, the chords you couldn't manage on the piano, and the design that eluded you, people skills and management, so many areas of your lives will burst into prosperity and come with ease once you have left this earth that is staggering with opposition. So do not fret over time. Time belongs to me and my eternity. Be encouraged. Take your time. Enjoy the journey. It's a seamless journey, and we'll complete it in heaven.